this morning, I can say I'm truly blessed and happy to be here.
今天早上我可以说我是非常荣幸也被
Not only because I'm not here for more than 2 months.
不光是因为我距离上次来是大概有两个半月的时间。
Every time I come back, seems like coming back home.
每次来到这里就像回到家一样。
But also because of the fact, 2 weeks ago, you know what happened to me.
你们也许知道两个星期之前我发生了一些事情。
And brothers and sisters, not only in SCA, but also in Damo are very concerned concerning my physical situation.
西南区和这边的弟兄姊妹非常关心我的健康。
A lot of prayers have been offered to the Lord.
你们为我献上了很多的祷告。
And today I can testify the fact in him, out of my sickness and into his health.
今天我可以见说我一切的软弱和一切的不适都被主挪去
out of my want and into his wealth out of my want and into his wealth
从我的己意拿出
缺钱、yeah, out of my sin and into himself
我自己的罪中脱离然后进入到他完全的进入到他里面
Jesus, I come to thee.
主耶稣我来救你
Today I feel so confident because of your support brother and sister I'm really truly happy
因着你们的对我的那扶持我非常有确据的说我非常高兴
But before we start let's turn our Bible to the book of Joshua
让我们开始之前先读圣经约书亚记
Joshua chapter 3
约书亚记三章
verse 5 to 10
五到十节
I'll read it first in English. Those who have the King James Version, read with me. Then our sister will lead you in Chinese.
弟兄先读King James 的英文，然后我们一起，慧中跟我一起读中文。
Chapter 3, verse 5 to 10.
三章五到十节。
And Joshua said unto the people, Sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. And Joshua spake unto the priest, saying,Take up the ark of the covenant and pass over before the people. And they took up the ark of the covenant and went before the people. And the Lord said unto Joshua, This day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. And thou shalt command the priest that bear the ark of the covenant, saying,When ye are come to the brink of the water of Jordan, ye shall stand still in Jordan. Verse 9, And Joshua said unto the people of Israel, Come hither, and hear the words of the Lord your God. And Joshua said, Hereby ye shall know that God is among you, and they he will without fail drive out for you the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Hivites, the Perizzites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, and the Jebusites.
约书亚记三章五节我们一起来读约书亚吩咐百姓说你们要自洁因为明天耶和华必在你们中间行其事约书亚又吩咐祭司说你们抬起约柜在百姓前头过去于是他们抬起约柜在百姓前头走耶和华对约书亚说从今日起我必使你在以色列众人眼前尊大使你们知道我怎样与摩西同在也必照样与你同在你要吩咐抬约柜的祭司说你们到了约旦河的水边上就要在约旦河水里站住约书亚对以色列人说你们近前来听耶和华们神的话约书亚说看哪普天下主的灵必在你们前头过去到约旦河里因此你们就知道在你们中间有永生神并且他必在你们面前赶出迦南人赫人西魏人比利洗人哥加撒人亚莫利人耶布斯人
Verse 17 The same chapter And the priest that bare the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firmOn dry ground in the midst of Jordan, and all the Israelites passed over on dry ground until all the people were passed clean over Jordan.
同样一个章十七节，三章十七节， 抬耶和华约柜的祭司在约旦河中的干地上站定，以色列众人都从干地上过去，直到国民尽都过了约旦河。
You see, we give, pay attention in verse 17, the last part it says there, until all the people were clean over Jordan.
让我们注意17节最后那部分，直到国民尽都约旦河。
Right. Chapter 5, verse 13 to 15.
And it, 第五章15 to 13到15节.
And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho, he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, Art thou for us or for our adversaries? And he said, Nay, but as the captain of the host of the Lord am I now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth, and did worship, and said unto him, What saith my Lord unto his servants? Verse 15, And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, Loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon thy standest is holy, and Joshua did so.
第五章13节到15节，约书靠近耶利哥的时候，举目观看，不料有一人手里有拔出来的刀，对面站立。约书亚到他那里，问他说：“你是帮助我们呢，是帮助我们敌人呢？”他回答说：“不是的，我来是要做耶和华军队的元帅。”约书亚就俯伏在地下拜，说：“我主有什么话吩咐仆人？”耶和华军队的元帅对约书亚说：“把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站的地方是圣的。”约书亚就照着行了。
Let's have further word of prayer.
让我们有点祷告。
Lord, this morning, as we stand before your presence to serve you, our heart rejoice.
主耶稣，真是我们今天站在势力在你面前，势力在你的同在面前来服侍你的时候，我们的心欢喜。
It's all because of your grace and your mercy that we are here.
一切皆因着你的恩典和怜悯。
Not because of what we can do and who we are.
不是因为我们可以做什么，或者是我们是什么人。
Rather, you are everything to us.
一切都是因为你是所有。
You are the one who give us the to serve you. Therefore, we praise you.
给我们这样一个特权，我们可以能够来服侍你。
Lord, this morning, as we come before Thy Word, Lord, we pray that You open Your Word once again to us.
今天早上，当我们来到你话语的面前，求你把你的话语向我们打开。
Grant us the Spirit of Revelation that we might see You in Your Word.
给我用你的圣灵来启示我们，可以让我们看见你的话。
This we pray in Your most precious name.
我们用你宝贵的名祷告。
Last week, Brother Chang Jian in HCA shared this one important thing.
上个星期，常建弟兄给我们分享了一个非常重要的信息。
He said we never should get out of the basics. 初心造就。
我们永远不会脱离初心造就。
A lot of times we have this concept that going through the basic, you know, after being so many years in the Lord, going through this basic is not, it seems like we are not improving.
好像这么多年我们还 仍然停留在初心造就里，我们好像没有长进。
But our brother reminds us, we never graduate from the basics.
我们的弟兄再次提醒我们，我们还应该再继续去停留在初心造就里。
It doesn't mean that we should not know more about the Lord, we should.
不是说我们不应该对主了解的更多，我们应该。
But we can never get away from these basics.
但是我们永远不要脱离这些最基本的。
For example, concerning prayer.
比如说关于祷告
reading the word of God
读经
trusting in the Lord
信主信相信主
依靠神
对
these things are so basic
这些都是非常最基本的
yet we can never graduate from this
我们一生都不应该脱离
every time one day when we said we are graduated from this that day we began to die
我们一旦有一天我们说我们可以离开这些最基督道理的开端我们就肯定会落在死亡里。
How can a Christian say I'm graduating from reading the Word of God?
基督徒怎么可以说我们就可以从这个读主的这个话里就毕业了呢
？How can a person say Oh I'm graduating from trusting the Lord?
哪一个基督徒可以敢说我们就可以不再依靠主了呢
？Never graduate. We need to improve.
我们永远不会在这些最基本的方面，我们可以继续的提高。
We need to exercise until we reach perfection.
我们不断的操练，直到我们完全。
We need to continue to live by what we practice.
我们应该不断的往前，不断的操练。
It's like a baby. After she is born, she or he start learn to eat.
就像一个小孩子，他刚刚出生的时候，他开始学习如何吃饭。
But can the baby say, "Oh, I'm graduated from eating"?
Baby 可以说我就可以现在我已经掌握了这个技术，可以不用那个吃饭了。
The day you start, I graduated from eating. You, the parents had a problem.
如果你要说你不再吃了，你已经会吃了，那你的父母就会很头疼。
Today we need to set our heart to continue on these basics.
今天我们真是要使我们来继续，我们应该继续这个学习这些最基本的。
Secondly, we need to to.A lot of times we feel that we are so engrossed with these spiritual terms.
有的时候我们就说我们经常会对这些属灵的这些名词非常迷惑。
We feel like we need to have new terms, you know.
我们常常说我们属灵的名词我们都已经太熟悉了，我们应该有一些新的。
We need to walk according to God's eternal purpose.
我们应该在主永远的旨意里行走。
And what is really God's eternal purpose?
那主永远的旨意是什么？
To trust Him.
就是依赖他。
Live by Him.
受他带领。
Today we need to really come back to the basics, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们应该回到最基本的基督道理的开端。
That's why when I was praying to the Lord, what should I share? Then the Lord gave me this word. We need to continue on the book of Joshua.
我在神面前寻求我应该向弟兄姐妹分享什么的时候，神就把这段经文放在我的里边。
Today I want to share with you two things. Number one, our God is a God of wonder.
今天我要跟弟兄姐妹分享两点。第一点就是我们的神是行奇事的神。
Chapter 3.It says here in verse 5, And Joshua said unto the people, Sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders.
就像约书亚记三章五节那里讲，约书亚吩咐百姓说，你们要自，因为明天耶和华必在你们中间事。
Our God is a God of wonder.
我们的神是行奇事的神。
In other words, our God do miracles.
也就是说我们的神行神迹。
A lot of times people, even Christians, had a problem dealing with the matter of miracles.
有些时候人甚至我们的那个甚至我们基督徒总是对这个神行的奇事有疑问。
They feel like there should be an explanation in everything.
大家总觉得我们应该对任何的奇事应该有个解释。
They say that God, operates according to the law of nature.
神应该根据这个自然规律来运作。
One time I was watching the History Channel.
有一次我看那个历史频道。
It says here, Mysteries of the Bible Explained.
历史频道说这个圣经里所有的神迹奇事都可以被解释。
One of the example is concerning the crossing of the Red Sea.
其中有一个例子就是关于过红海。
He said that the children of Israel and Moses led them to the part of the Red Sea that was shallow, that when the wind blew, they practically walked on dry land.
这个频道就说摩西带领的百姓呢走到红海特别特别浅的那一部分，以至于风一吹他们就可以在干地上行走。
I don't know whether it's true or not, but let me tell you, our God is a God of wonder.
我不知道他们是我怎么解释的，但是我觉得我们的神是行奇事的神。
Yes, God works according to the law of nature.
是的确神的工作是依据自然规律。
But remind you, the law of nature operates under the law of God.
但是所有的自然规律都是在神的管辖下。
If God one day feels like he will do things the other way around, he doesn't need my permission to do it.
如果有一天神说我要按另一个方式来行事的话，那不需要我们任何一个人的许可。
For example, the earth world, and all the planets revolves around the sun in the solar system.
比如说这所有的这些行星围绕着太阳来运行。
Every planet has a distance between itself, one from the other, and from the sun.
每一个行星距离其他行星和太阳都有一定的距离。
You cannot do it, make it closer or farther.
你不可以把它安排得更近或者更远。
Make it, you try to mix that up, and it will be disaster.
如果要是想来试着改变一下的话，那将是非常灾难性的。
But does God have the right to change that? Yes, he can.
我们的神有这个权利来改变这个行星的运作。
One day he will do it.
但有一天他会这样做。
We know he will say he will make the new heaven and new earth, right? Amen?
Amen. 有一天他会创造新天新地。
He said this old heaven and old earth will be just an old carpet rolled around.
这些我们现在生存的这个新天地就像一个旧衣服一样被卷走。
Our God is a God of wonder.
我们的神是行奇事的神。
He do miracles.
他行神迹。
But the difference is he do miracles with a purpose.
唯一的区别就是他行神迹是有一个目的。
You know, he's not a magician who try to do things to entertain people.
他不是一个魔术师来做一些魔术来为了娱乐大家。
Number one, he perform miracles and do wonder with a purpose.
首先第一是他是行奇事的神，是因为他是有一个目的。
Every time he want to do something new, start a new age or a new dispensation, he do one.
第一就说每一次他要行奇事的时候，为了建立一个新的纪元。
Look at the book of Genesis when he created this earth and this heaven and new earth.
我们看到创世纪里，当他创造新天新地的时候，创造天地的时候。
When he through his word he created the heaven and the earth.
他用神用话来造了天地。
Can you say it's only according to the law of nature? No, it's not.
对，你可以说是因着什么规律吗？不是。
One time there is a young man in the SCA. He is an atheist.
有一次在西南区有一个年轻人，他是什么
？Atheist.
不信神的，他是一个不信神的。
He said that everything comes from a Big Bang theory.
他说一切都是从那个大爆炸理论开始的。
Then one time they invited me to preach the gospel. I told them.
有一次他邀请我来传福音，我就告诉他。
I said one day if you put all pieces of wood in a plastic bag and try to shake it, will it become a chair?
如果你把一个那个木头放在一个塑料袋里，你就使劲的摇晃它，它会变成一个吗
？Shake it for 1 year.
你就继续摇晃到一年。
How about 10 years?
那十年。
How about 100 years?
那一百年呢
？It will never become a chair.
那永远不会变成一个椅子。
Because when you see a chair, you know there is a carpenter who created the chair.
当你看见椅子的时候，你就知道有一个木匠是来做这个椅子。
Today, when we see this heaven and earth, we see there is a creator.
当我们看到这个天和地的时候，我们知道背后有一个造物主。
Our God is a God of wonder.
我们的主是一个创造，是一个行奇事的主。
He do something to what? To accomplish his purpose.
他做任何事情是为了一个目的，是为了成就他的目的。
For example, in the day of Pentecost.
比如说五旬节。
When the Holy Spirit was poured upon the disciples.
当圣灵降下来的时候。
The Bible tells us that through the disciples, God do wonders.
借着他的使徒，神来行奇事。
Hallelujah!
感谢大
主。Our God is a God of wonder.
我们的主是行奇事的主。
Number two, He do wonders to confirm His prophets.
第二点是他行奇事是为了证明他的仆人。
For example,
他的先知，
Moses.
比如说摩西。
Moses is leading a very proud group of people.
摩西在带领一些问题非常多的以色列百姓。
This is the Jewish people.
这些是以色列
人。They always have this doubt in their mind.
他们总是有怀疑，心存怀疑。
Even after they saw the miracles, they still had this doubt in their mind.
尽管他们看了神行的如此大的奇迹，他们的心里还充满了疑惑。
After they crossed the Red Sea, they still have questions in their mind.
他们过了红海，心里还有很多的疑惑。
That's why the Lord really, through the hand of Moses, do wonders.
这就是为什么神借着摩西的手来行奇事。
And after Moses passed away, the Lord through Joshua make a lot of wonders.
当摩西过去之后，那神就借着约书亚继续行奇迹。
Even Elijah, they do wonders.
以利沙、以利亚，神也借着这些先知来行奇事。
All these prophets do wonders to prove to God's people that God has chosen them to lead the children of Israel.
借着这些先知，神来行奇事是为了印证，向百姓印证他们是神拣选的人。
Even the Lord Jesus in chapter 11 of John.
甚至是主耶稣在约翰福音十一章里。
Before the raising Lazarus.
在拉撒路死里复活。
This is the Lord's prayer before he rose Lazarus from the dead.
主耶稣是这样祷告。
I thank thee, Father, for thou hast heard me.
主耶稣。
Let's turn. Okay. John, Gospel of John, chapter 11, verse 40 and 41.
Okay.让我们大家打开约翰福音十一章，约翰福音十一章，是十一章吗
？Okay, verse 41, the latter part. Say, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And verse 42, and I knew that thou heardst me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said this that they may believe that thou hast sent me.
约翰福音十一章四十一节最后后半部分，父啊，我感谢你，因为你已经听我，我也知道你常常听我， 但我说这话是为周围站着的众人，叫他们信你是你差了我来。
A lot of times we see God do wonders only to prove Himself. The Lord doesn't need to prove.
我们看见神行有的时候是为了以为是为了要印证自己，神没必要来印证自己。
He is God of glory, whether you believe it or not.
他是荣耀的神，不管你相不相信。
He is a God of wonder, whether we believe it or not.
他是行奇事的神，不管你相不相信。
But for our faith, God do wonders.
但是为借因着我们信心的缘故，来神来行奇迹。
He do wonders through His prophet to confirm His prophet.
他行奇事借着他的先知行奇事，是为了来证明他的先知。
But does it mean to say that every time God chooses a prophet, he need to use wonder to prove Himself? No.
这不意味着神每一次行奇事都是为了印证他的先知。
If you look at John chapter 10, verse 41 also.
如果你看约翰福音十章，你看到
41节。He said John the Baptist.Didn't do any wonder.
施洗约翰没有行任何奇迹。
Yet people believe him.
但是神仍然相信他。
Praise the Lord, our God is a God of wonder.
赞美主，我们的神是行奇事的神。
He do things to accomplish his purpose.
他行奇事是为了成就他的目的。
He do wonders through his prophet to confirm him, to confirm.
他行奇事是为了借着这个行奇事来证明他的仆人。
Number three, he do wonders to comfort his people.
第三点，他行奇事是为了安慰他的百姓。
He says there in verse 10. In Joshua chapter 3, he said that Joshua said, "Hereby you shall know that the living God is among you."
在约书亚记三章十节里讲到，这样你们就知道你们中间有永生神。
You know, the children of Israel really is a group of people that has not a lot of faith.
以色列百姓真是一群很小信的人。
After Moses passed away,
摩西走了以后，
there is always a concern in their heart. What will happen next?
他们一直担心，那接下来会发生什么？
Yes, God is with Moses.
的确，神把摩西接走。
Is God with Joshua and with us? Is God with Joshua or with us?
Rejoice with
Joshua.
神就把 Joshua 那个派给我们。
Is God with Joshua or with us?
神借着约书亚来与我们同在。
So there is always a doubt in their mind.
所以他们的那个心思里总是有很多的疑惑。
That's why God needs to do some miracles.
这就是为什么神要行很多的奇迹。
To confirm the fact that I was with Moses, I am also with you.
来印证我如何与摩西同在，我如今也如何与约书亚同在。
A lot of times when we see wonders that have, you know, been in the midst of us.
我们有的时候看见我们中间有很多的奇事。
When we are sick and we prayed and God healed our sickness, this is a wonder.
当我们生病的时候，我们向神祷告的时候，神就医治我们，这就是神所行的奇迹。
It is altogether to comfort us that God is still with us.
这是来安慰，借着这个奇事，神来安慰我们，神与我们同在。
You see, the thing that happened to me when I prayed, God listened to the prayer.
这就是我刚刚讲到的见证。当我祷告的时候，神就医治我。
You know, after that thing happened, I was so nervous.
当我生病的时候，我是非常的担心。
For about 4 days, I was nervous.
差不多有三四天，我是非常心。
I don't know whether I can still come and speak to the saints.
我不确定我是不是还能回到聚会中能跟大家分享。
But our God is a God who listens to prayer.
但是我们的神是听祷告的神。
When you ask, He listens.
当你询问神听你的祷告。
When you knock, He opened the door.
当你叩门，他就给你开门。
When you seek.You will find.
当你寻找，就寻见。
Our God is in the midst of us.
我们的神在我们中间。
Today, when we trust Him, He is there.
当我们信靠他的时候，他就在那。
Number four.
第四点。
Our God do wonders in order to establish a monument or a memorial.
我们的神行其实是为了建立一个纪念。
一个纪念。He do wonders in order to establish a principle.
他行其事是为了建立一个原则。
You know, when the children of Israel was crossing the Jordan River.
当以色列百姓来过约旦河的时候。
The Lord commanded Joshua to tell each and every tribe.
Joshua, 就是约书亚告诉每一个那个以色列的支派来拿一个石头。
That every pick up a stone.
每一个支派要捡一块石头。
For what purpose?
为什么呢？
That when they go to the other side of Jordan, they will set up a memorial.
当他们过到那个约旦河的另一面，他们可以立石为记。
That when people, the next generation, ask what are these stones about?
当下一代你们的孩子来问的话，那这个石头是
是做什么用的呢? And this is but a proof, a memorial that before, when the Lord commanded the priest to step on the water, the river Jordan opened up.
这个石头是为了告诉我们的下一代，是为了纪念我们的神所行的奇事，就是当这个以色列人。 这个脚站到约旦河里的时候，这个约旦河水就被断掉了。
That when they step on the water, we are able to cross the Jordan from this side to the other side of Jordan.
当我们进入到约旦河里的话，借着神，我们就可以从约旦河的这一边，过到另一边。
You know, but this is a memorial.
这是一个纪念。
It doesn't mean to say that every time God needs to do miracles.
这不意味着每一次神来行奇迹的时候要为了一个纪念的目的。
You know, Christians have two extremes.
有的时候不是走极端。
One extreme you don't believe in miracles, there is a need of explanation.
一个极端就是说，神做任何奇事都需要有一个解释。
On the other hand, another group of Christians felt like a miracle a day drives the devils away.
另一帮基督徒认为神行奇事是为了赶鬼。
They feel that the Lord needs to perform a miracle.
他们觉得每一次神都应该行个奇迹。But
God is not that kind of a God.
但神不是那样的神。
When he said that miracle, it always reminds us he is a God who leads us into the land of Canaan.
每一次行神迹，神就借着这个神迹来提醒我们，神是那领我们进入迦南地的神。
Today when we look at ourselves,
今天当我们看我们自己,
when we look at our environment,
看我们周围的环境,
we will just testify the fact that our God is a God of miracles.
我们可以见证说我们的神是行奇迹的神。
And what is the greatest miracle of all?
那神行最大的神迹是什么呢?
What is the greatest miracle of all?
那最大的神迹是什么?
Death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
就是我们主耶稣的死葬和复活。
A lot of people, Christians say, what is your great miracle? Oh, it's the crossing of the Red Sea.
很多人问，那主耶稣神行的最大的奇迹是什么呢? 也许是过红海。
Some say it's the feeding of the 5,000.
那也许是喂饱5,000人。
And they say it's the raising up of the Lazarus from the dead.
也是把拉萨路从死里复活。
But let me tell you, the greatest miracle of all is the death, burial, and what? Resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
神所行的最大的神迹就是主耶稣的死、埋葬和复活。
It's typified by the crossing of River Jordan.
这是借着过红海来预表出来。
And why is it the greatest miracle of all?
那为什么它是最大的神迹呢?
Maybe you can write it down.
也许你可以记下来。
Because it cost God the most.
因为神付上了最大的代价。
Some say, Lord, it's the creation, it is a great miracle.
大家也许有人说，那神的创造是最大的神迹。
Really, to God, it's not really a great miracle.
但实际上神的创造不是最大的神迹。
Because by His word, everything got created.
借着神的话有。 就被创造了。
But the greatest miracle of all is the burial and resurrection of his son.
实际上最大的神迹是他儿子的死、埋葬和复活。
Because he needs to sacrifice his son in order that we might be redeemed.
因为他要舍弃自己的儿子，为了来拯救我们。
Today when we come to the Lord's table,
今天当我们来到主饼杯面前,
reminds us once again what great love he has given to us.
再一次提醒我们神给我们是何等大的爱。
He needs to sacrifice his son.
他要牺牲他的儿子。
At that one point, he needs to turn away from his son.
在那时刻, 在他儿子在十字架上被钉十字架的那一刻, 他要转脸不见他的儿子。
No, last time I shared with you, God, our Lord Jesus went through a lot of suffering.
我经常告诉弟兄姐妹，我们的主耶稣经历了许多的苦难。
But to him, it's really not the suffering.
但是对他来说，这不是什么苦难。
Because the Heavenly Father is always with him.
因为我们的天父, 随时和他在一起。
But at that point of time,
但是就在那一刻,
when he was on the cross,
在十字架上的时候,
the righteous Father needed to turn away from his son because of the sin that is upon him.
公义的神必须转脸不见他的儿子，因为所 他的儿子背负我们所有的罪。
He bear the sin all alone for us.
因为他独自一人背负我们所有的罪。
Do you know how great that love is?
你们知道这是多么大的爱吗?
Who among you will say you love me? Can you say anyone of you who love Brother Lawrence? Can you raise your hand?
你们中间谁可以举手说你们很爱我们的弟兄，我们的
Who among you will say if I did something wrong, I was put into jail, you will sacrifice your son to take my place? Please raise your hand.
谁会说如果我要是那个犯罪了，我必须得放到被送到监狱里判死刑的话，你们中间谁愿意把自己的儿子来献出来，来顶我的罪
？No one will do that.
没人会这么做。
But let me tell you, God did it.
但是让我告诉你，神却这么做了。
It cost God the most.
这让神付出了最大的代价。
Number two, it produced the greatest what results?
第二点是它produce 创造就是产生了非常大的结果。
We who are sinners become the children of God.
我们是人成为了神的儿女。
Isn't that a miracle?
这难道不是神迹吗？
We are the one who need to be put to death.
我们本来是应该受死的。
Because the love of God.
因着神的爱,
we become the children of God.
我们成为神的儿女。
Number three, it is greatest confirmation.
第三点, 这是一个最大的确据。
Today, when people say, how do you know that God loves you? Look at the rugged cross, look at the empty tomb, look at the what? Look at the third heaven where God is sitting down.
如果今天有人问你, 你怎么知道神爱你? 你就给他指那个古老的十字架, 给他指, 让他看那个, 空的坟墓, 给他看那三重天坐在父神右边的主耶稣。
Hallelujah! His death, his burial, his resurrection is the greatest confirmation of our faith.
感谢赞美主, 他的死, 复, 埋葬, 复活, 是我们最大的确据。
That's why I love this song, because he lived, I can face tomorrow.
这就是为什么我非常喜欢的一个诗歌, 就是因他活着, 我可以面对明天。
Because he lived, all fear is gone.
因他活着, 一切都被除去。
Today we can live from day to day, it's all because he lives within our heart.
今天我们每天活着, 都是皆因主耶稣里面活着。
Today our faith on his death and burial and resurrection of Christ is the basis of our, the foundation of our faith.
主耶稣的死, 埋葬, 复活, 是我们信心的基础。
But it doesn't end here.
但是这没有停在这,
God desires us also to what? To be conformed also to his death.
这没有停到这, 神, 盼望我们能够与他在死的形状上联合。
In other words, God wants us also to experience co-death with Christ.
这就是说神也希望我们能够与主耶稣共同经历死。
That's why the Bible Paul tells us, no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
这就是圣经里说, 如今活着的不再是我, 而是主耶稣在我里面活着。
Yeah, the book of Joshua chapter 3, the one I mentioned a while ago in verse chapter 3, verse 17, it says, and the priest that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of Jordan, and all the Israelites passed over on dry ground until all the people were passed clean over Jordan.
这就是在, 约书亚记三章十七节里也提到, 抬耶和华约祭司在约旦河中的干地上站, 以色列众人都从干地上过去, 直到国民尽都过了约旦河。
We know that the ark of the covenant typifies our Lord Jesus Christ.
约柜, 来预表主耶稣。
The acacia wood speak of his humanity.
Acacia wood, 造荚木来预表他的人性。
And the gold typifies his divinity.
他的金子来预表他的神性。
Yeah. And the river Jordan speak of God's judgment.
约旦河来预表神的审判。
So when the Ark of the Covenant, bear by the Ark, stood in the middle of Jordan,
当约柜被抬站在约旦河中的时候,
it speaks of what? The death, burial, and resurrection of Christ?
这难道不是预表着主耶稣的死, 埋葬和复活吗?
It doesn't end here. The people pass over there.
但是, 这个还没有到停住是说, 以色列众人都从干地上过去。
In other words, every one of us should also experience death and burial and his resurrection.
也就是我们每一个人都必须经历, 死, 埋葬和复活。
It reminds me of the message by Brother Godwin's son.
我就想到了, 孙弟兄的一个信息。
He said that our sister Ruth.
他讲到路德记。
He said Naomi commanded her that she need to, before she met Boaz, she need to wash, she need to be anointed, she need to put on a best clothes.
在他见波阿斯之前, 他应该来洁净自己, 来高抹自己, 并且穿上新衣。
To put on, to wash herself means we are being washed by the Lamb of God, blood of the Lamb.
洁净自己是说我们应该被, 羔羊的血来洁净。
Being anointed means we need to be anointed, filled with the Holy Spirit.
高抹自己是说到我们应该被圣灵高抹。
To put on our best clothes, meaning we need to put on Christ.
来穿上新衣是指到我们应该披戴耶稣。
But the story doesn't end here.
但是这个故事没有停到这儿。
Naomi commanded her, you need to go to the what? To the field of Boaz and lie at the feet of Boaz.
拿俄米告诉德你应该去到那个场上大麦场上 躺在波阿斯的脚下。
When Boaz was lying at the threshing floor of his field,
当波阿斯在大麦场上休息的时候,
it signifies that he already redemption is accomplished.
也就是预表着那个救恩已经成就。
But we also should what? Experience his death also.
但我们也应该与他一同来经历死。
Yes, in principle, God already had redeemed us.
但是在principle, 在原则上神其实已经为我们死。
We are already a new creation in Christ.
我们在主耶稣里已经成为新造的。
Yet in our practical living, there is a lot of things that need to be dealt with.
但是在实际的操实际的实在我们实行上有我们有很多的罪需要被对付。
There is a lot of flesh need to be dealt with.
我们有很多的肉体需要被对付。
There is a lot of in the natural creation that need to be dealt with.
我们有很多天然人的东西需要被对付。
There is a lot of sin need to be dealt with.
需要很多的罪需要被对付。
Can we say right now that I'm perfect already in Christ?
你可以说我们现在已经在主耶稣全了吗？
Look at the way we speak.
说话的方式。
The way we act.
看看我们行为。
Especially the young people, how do you react to your parents?
特别是这个年轻人，你们是怎么样来来对待你们父母的？
When your parents try to correct you, you always had an attitude.
当你父母来指正你的时候，你是有什么样的态度？
Can I say that you are a Christian? You are a Christian.
我可以说你是基督徒吗？是的，你的确是基督徒。
But this kind of old manner of living, this kind of sin, need to be dealt with.
但是我们旧造的那个天然的一切的态度，都需要被对付。
Today, brothers and sisters.Through his death and through his burial, we need to deal with our sin, deal with our flesh, deal with our old creation.
借着与基督同死同埋葬，我们来对付我们的罪，对付我们的肉体。
And only when we stop. Only when does this stop?
什么时候我们可以停止对付这些呢？
At the day when he comes back.
当他回来的那一天。
When the Lord comes back.
当主回来的那一天。
The Bible tells us.
圣经里告诉我们。
And we shall be like him.
会像他
and we shall see him as he is.
我们就会像他那样。
Isn't that wonderful?
这难道不是很美妙吗？
This is the hope of creation.
这是我们救恩的希望。
All the old creation will pass away.
所有的旧造都会过去。
We can announce all things have become new.
我们可以宣告说一切都是新的。
Through our experience of being death and burial of Christ.
借着我们与基督同死同埋葬的经历 我们的旧造都会被挪去
we become that new bride in Christ.
我们在基督里成为新造的
Thank God, he's a God of wonder.
成他的心腹谢谢神 神是行奇事的神
Give me more 10 minutes, okay? Our God is also the captain of our salvation.
再给我十分钟我们的主是我们救恩的元帅
You see, when the children of Israel passed through the river Jordan,
当以色列百姓来过约旦河的时候
Joseph was standingOn the what? The city of Jericho.
约书亚站在耶利哥城前面。
You know, sometimes in our walk with the Lord.
但有时候当我们和主同行的时候。
I believe that after you went through the conference.
我们刚刚去过夏令会。
We all had that desire, Lord, I want to follow you. I want to experience this all-inclusive life.
我们都是说主啊我真是想愿意来跟随你
yeah, I want to, what, to live a victorious life.
我想过得胜的生活
But after we came back from the conference,
但是我们刚刚从夏令会回来的时候
immediately there is like a city of Jericho before you.
我们马上就看到一个耶利哥城在我们面前
yeah, maybe in this city of Jericho to you it might be a problem concerning your work
也许这个耶利哥城指到有的时候也是指到我们工作上的问题
Maybe it's a health related problem.
也许是我们身体的软弱
Maybe it's a church problem.
是我们聚会的软弱
You know that when 2 months ago when I heard that Brother Chang Jian is going to Germany
当两个月前当我听到我们的长弟兄要去德国的时候
I was shocked
我是非常震惊的
Because individually Brother Chang Jian is very close with me
就个人来而言，我和长弟兄是关系非常近。
I don't have a younger brother. I treat him like a younger brother.
我没有一个哥哥，我没有弟弟，我把长坚弟兄当我的弟弟。
We have fellowship with him with a heart-to-heart talk.
我们真是真心的彼此来交通。
Then suddenly he said, "Go to Germany."
突然他要说他要去。
At first, I was really angry.
开始我非常生气。
I said, "What are you thinking?"
你在想什么
？Then what? I didn't say what will happen to me.
我没有说是那我怎么办？
Then another thing, but this is a little bit too selfish, right?
这有一点点自私。
But the real thing that worries me, I say, what about the saints in Dumbo?
但是真正使我担心的是，那我们这边的聚会呢？
But people will say, well, we trust the Lord.
那我们可以说我们要依赖主。
Who among you, after you heard the news, you never had a worry in your heart? Please raise your hand. You never.
你们当中谁听到了这个长剑弟兄要去德国的消息以后，你们心里没有任何担心？举手。
We are human beings.
这恰恰证明我们是实际上是人。
We worried.
我们担心。
When Joshua was standing there before the city of Jericho,
当约书亚站在耶利哥城前面，
even though they just experienced the crossing of the river Jordan,
尽管他们刚刚了过了约旦河这个神迹，
there is always worry in his heart.
但是他心里仍然充满着疑惑。
Yeah, how will I get the city of Jericho?
那我们怎么能过这个耶利哥城？
This city is famous antiquity. It means to say it was a very old.
这是一个非常古老的城。
It's great for its iniquity because they are very sinful city.
它是一个充满罪恶的城。
It is very famous for its what fortification.
它
It's very good at his defenses.
哦，它的非常坚固的城。
The wall of Jericho, they're famous for its wall. It's so thick.
它的那个城墙是非常的厚。
People, according to the olden time, you can walk on the city wall.
你竟然可以在那个城墙上行走。
Now, how could this?People, the children of Israel, without any weapon at all, attack Jericho.
那没手无寸铁的这些以色列百姓如何能够攻占这个城呢？
While Joshua was, you know, meditating on this matter, how could I get through this? Then immediately there is a person who stand before him.
当约书亚心里充满这些疑惑的时候，他有一个人站在约书亚面前。
And Joshua asked him, "Who are you?"
那约书亚就问他，你是谁呢
？What is your name?
你的名字是什么呢？
Are you for us or for our others?
你是帮助我们还是帮助我们敌人呢？
And this person said, I am the captain of the Lord's army.
他回答说，我来是要做耶和华军队的元帅。
No, really, this situation is like us.
我们就是这样的光景。
A lot of times we have this so-called problem before us.
我们常常的遇见所谓的问题在我们面前。
Yes, we just experienced a victory in the Lord.
我们刚刚经历了得胜。
Yet there is also a city of Jericho before us need to be conquered.
尽管我们刚刚得胜，但是前面还有耶利哥城需要我们来战胜。
Surely we will be problem conscious.
有的时候我们就来关注这个问题本身。
But the Lord wants to tell us.
但是神告诉我们，
Don't be problem conscious, be God conscious.
不要关注问题本身，是要来关注神。
Yes, the problem is there.
是的，问题还在那里。
You know, we are not so spiritual that there is no problem. There will be problem.
我们没有到属灵的一个地步，就说我们看不见这些问题。
There,
的确，问题还在。
There will be difficulty that we need to go through.
这的确我们会经历一些苦难。
But we should also need to identify there is always a person before us.
但是我们要有一个确据，就是在我们面前有一个人站立。
He is the captain of the Lord of hosts.
他是我们神的军队的元帅。
In other words, we need to realize there is a captain, Lord Jesus Christ.
因此我们常常的要意识到我们的主是我们的元帅。
Instead of being so concerned with our problem,
而不是常常关注我们的问题。
We need to stop, we need to look, we need to listen.
我们应该停下观望而且去听。
We need to stop worrying about our problem.
我们不再来担心我们的问题。
We need to look to the captain of our salvation.
我们应该仰望看我们救主。
We need to listen to what he's about to say.
我们应该来听他向我们说的话。
A lot of times we are so concerned with our problem, even in our prayer, we just keep on telling the Lord our problem, and we never sit down and listen to Him.
我们有的时候太关注我们的问题了。我们尽管坐下来向神祷告的时候，我们总是在告诉神我们的问题在哪里，从来没有听神如何向我们说话。
We need to be like Joshua.
我们应该像约书亚。
He stopped, he looked, he listened.
他停下。观望并且听。
And not only that, he bowed down his head on the floor.
这样他俯伏。
In other words, he surrendered himself to God.
也就是说，他全的顺服神。
In other words, Lord, we had a here.
也就是说，主啊，我们的确是有问题。
Since you are the captain of the Lord of hosts.
因为你是耶和华军队的元帅。
My problem is your problem today.
那我的问题就成为你的问题。
My concern is your concern today.
我的关心就是你的关心。
Yes, Brother Chang Chen is living.Our brother Chang Chen is leaving.
我们的那个长弟兄就要走了。
It is a concern.
这是我们所担心的。
But the Lord teach me one lesson.
但是主教我一个功课。
Lord, the sinking dumbbell is your concern.
主给我一个负担，主给我一个安慰，就是说，dumbbell的聚会是你的聚会。
You are the one who is the Lord of all.
你是一切的主。
Whether we are here, we're not here, you're still Lord of all.
不论我们在这儿还不在这儿，你仍是主。
You are the head of the body.
你是这个身体的头。
One day you are leading us into glory.
你有一天会带我们进入到荣耀里。
Lord, we put our full trust on you.
我们把我们完全的信心放在你里边，而且我相信
God will do great works among us.
神一定会在我们中间行其。
You know, and this is what we need to do.
这就是我们需要做的。
We need to stop, look, and listen.
我们应该下观望和听。
But the thing is, the proof of our trusting him.
那我们依赖他的证据是什么呢？
Is to obey him.
就是来完全的顺服。
That's why the Lord told Joshua, ask the children of Israel to encircle the city of Jericho.
这就是为什么神告诉约书亚说，你要让以色列百姓来绕城行走。
No, if I'm Joshua, I will say it doesn't make sense.
如果我是约书亚的话，我就会说这也不合逻辑。
How do you conquer a city by walking around the city?
你是怎么能够凭着就是围着这个城来围城游行就能够战胜这个城呢？
But let me tell you this.
让我告诉你，
it doesn't make sense with you, as long as it makes sense with God, no problem.
对你也许不合逻辑，只要对神合逻辑就可以了。
Today we just need to obey.
今天我们只需要顺服。
We need to obey.
我们应该顺服。
And you know what? The walking around the city of Jericho,
绕耶利哥城，
is not only a proof of our obedience,
不光是证明我们应该顺服，
it is for our also our observance. For observation.
For observation. 也是为了观望。是为了观望。
Because the more the children is walk around the city,
当这个以色列百姓来绕城行走的时候，
the more they lose confidence in themselves.
他们就对自己的信心越来越减少。
The more they put confidence on God.
他们就会对神的信心越来越加增。
When you walk around the city of Jericho,
你可不可以绕耶利哥城行走呢？
Can you say I can conquer this city alone? No, you cannot.
你能说凭我自己就可以把这个城战胜吗？
I need the captain of the Lord of hosts to lead us to victory.
我需要耶和华军队的元帅来带领我。
Today we need to obey the Lord.
今天我们应该顺服神。
Number two.
第二。
We still need to continue in obedience.
我们应该继续的来持守我们的顺服。
The Lord not only commanded Joshua to walk the little children of Israel around the city.
神不光是告诉约书亚来带领以色列百姓来绕城行走。
He asked the children of Israel to walk around the city once a day for six days.
他并且告诉以色列百姓每一天绕城一次，持续六天。
And on the seventh day, seven or thirteen times.
第七天绕这个城七次，加起来一共十三次。
While they are walking around the city, you know people will make fun of them.
你可以想象一下，当这些人在围着这个城行走的时候，这些其他人是多么来嘲笑他们。
They will try you want to conquer our city, walking around the city?
你难道就这么走走就可以把我们的城战胜吗？
But there is one thing that I love concerning the children of Israel at this aspect in this situation. They continue to walk around the city.
我有一件这里就是有一点我特别喜欢以色列人所做的，就是他们顺服围绕着城。
Without any question, without any murmur, they walk around the city 13 times.
没有任何疑惑，没有任何疑问，他们就绕城行走。
When we trust the Lord,
当我们相信神的时候，
we believe that He will answer our prayer.
我们相信他会听我们祷告的时候。
But sometimes the Lord delayed.
但是有的时候神会耽搁他的祷告。
You know, we are living in a age we want immediate answer, immediate result.
我们活在一个时代，就是我们需要看见很快的一个结果。
We feel like we are in a nuclear age.
我们一个爆炸的信息爆炸的时代。
You know, when we type something in, everything comes out.
当我们在这些东西的时候，一些信息结果会出来。
So we put that into we try to apply that to the Lord also.
我们就把这个习惯也带到我们的这个属灵的生活里面。
Lord, I pray to you. I want immediate answer, immediate results.
主耶稣啊，我有这个问题，我向你祷告，那你马上给我回复。
Sometimes the Lord do answer immediately.
的确，有的时候神的确马上回复我们。
But sometimes the Lord delayed.
但是有的时候神也要等等。
But what should be our response?
那我们的反应是什么呢？
We need to be continued in His obedience.
我们应该继续的持守我们的这个顺服。
Well, whatever the Lord said, we do.
无论神向我们说什么。
Number three.
第三。
We need to declare.
我们应该宣告。
It says here in chapter 6, verse 16, and it came to pass the seventh time when the priests blew their trumpets.Joshua said unto the people, "Shout, for the Lord has given you the city."
在第六章十六节里说到，到了第七次，祭司吹角的时候，约书亚吩咐百姓说，呼喊吧，因为耶和华已经把这城交给你们了。
Before they already had the victory,
在他们得胜之前，
they already declared the victory.
他们已经宣告得胜。
You know, when we victory, when we see victory,
当我确实常常看到胜利以后才去宣告得胜。
We are people who look by our eyesight.
我们是这是凭眼见的。
We see something, then we believe it.
我们看见才相信。
But today, when we are children of God,
但是我们作为神的儿女，
we don't live by sight.
我们不是凭眼见。
We live by faith.
我们凭信心。
The Lord said, "Shout! The Lord has given you the city."
主说，呼喊吧，神就把这城交给你们了。
We shout victory not because the Lord will give us victory.
我们呼喊不是因为神给了我们这个 得胜。
We shout victory because the Lord has already given us the victory.
我们呼喊是因为神已经得胜。
We look at this situation not from man's point of view, but from God's point of view.
我们看这个不是从人的角度，而是从神的角度。
In God's point of view, it's already been done.
因为在神的眼里，这一切已经成就了。
It is finished.
这已经成就了。
Today by faith we declare we had a victory.
凭着信心，我们可以宣告我们已经得胜。
And you know what happened?
然后你们知道接下来发。
When the children shouted victory,
当这个以色列人呼喊的时候
，the wall of Jericho is crumbling down.
这个耶利哥的就倒塌了。
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
求神给施怜悯。
When we walk by Him,
当我们与他行走的时候
，we need to realize the fact that He is a God of wonder.
我们必须得意识到神是行奇事的神。
And his purpose in doing wonder is to transform us that one day we will be like him.
他行奇事的目的是有一日他会把我们磨成主耶稣的样子。
This is his eternal purpose.
这是他的永远的旨意。
And he is also the captain of God's salvation.
他是我们救恩的元帅。
He will lead us from victory to victory.
他把我们从一个得胜带到另一个得胜。
But there is a need for us to have obedience.
但是唯一的要求就是我们要有一个顺服的心。
We need to live by faith.
我们应该凭信而走。
We need to declare by faith.
我们应该宣告凭信宣告。
Then we experience victory.
这样我们就可以经历得胜。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们有一点祷告。
Lord, this morning we thank you. You are everything to us.
主耶稣，为着早上的一切，我们献上感谢。
You see, you are a God of wonder. You are the captain of our salvation.
我们看到你是行奇事的神，你是我们救恩的元帅。
May we put our full trust on you.
我们所有的信心仰望在你手里。
By ourselves, we cannot do it.
没有我们什么都不能做。
We are just that group of people who always be defeated.
我们是一个常常软弱失败的人。
But in you, we will continue to experience victory.
但是在你里面，我们会不断的经历得胜。
We will declare all things are passed away.
我们会可以宣告一切都过去。
And all things have become new.
一切在你里都成为新的。
Lord, continue to reveal yourself to us.
主耶稣，求你继续来向我们来启示。
But we continue to live by faith.
让我们继续来凭信而活，不是凭眼见。
In Jesus' name we pray.
靠主耶稣的名 ，Amen。